Health issues. I'm Luke Luker.
Why experts worry the coronavirus pandemic could worsen this fall.
What started as a COVID crime wave is still going on in many cities. We'll talk to J.J. Green at 3:10.
And the Dow's up 565 points.
It's 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Cleanup is underway like there in Woodridge, Illinois. It's after a suspected tornado ripped through several Chicago suburbs overnight.
It was the weirdest sensation. My ears just started popping like I was going up on an airplane really quick, and things were just hitting the house so fast.
At least five people were hurt there. Tropical Storm Claudette is being blamed for more than a dozen deaths in Alabama, most of them kids. CBS's Jesse Mitchell is there.
The volunteer firefighter and nine-month-old are among 10 dead on the highway near Greenville, Alabama.
It is a tragedy for Alabama. It's a national tragedy when you lose this many children.
The other eight all traveling together in a van from the Tallapoosa County Girls Ranch, a nonprofit that provides a home for neglected or abused children.
There's no words that can describe the loss.
The kids, ranging from 3 to 17, were heading back to the ranch after a week at the beach.
The White House says the expected Senate failure tomorrow of a Democratic push for election reform will be just the beginning of the fight.
The Senate version of the For the People Act would, among other things, expand mail-in voting and early voting, notably in states that have recently passed new restrictions. With moderate Democrat Joe Manchin opposed, it is expected to fall short of a majority in tomorrow's test vote. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the party's voting rights push will go on.
The president's effort to continue that fight doesn't stop tomorrow at all. This will be a fight of his presidency.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. have dipped below 300 a day for the first time since the early days of March 2020. And CBS's Steve Futterman says the pandemic may have also changed the way we dress.
Many highbrow, pricey restaurants with dress requirements are changing because of COVID-19. In New York, a number of locations that once mandated men to wear a sports coat are allowing them to simply wear shirts. In the past, a male customer who came in to have lunch or dinner but wasn't wearing a jacket would be given a loaner. But with COVID concerns, the idea of wearing a jacket that some stranger may have just worn isn't acceptable anymore.
Reporter Felix Light is in Russia with the latest on an American's death there.
A Russian court has arraigned a suspect in the murder of Catherine Saru, a 34-year-old American woman whose body was found in woods Saturday. Former Marine Saru had been studying for a master's degree in the city of Nizhny Novgorod, 250 miles east of Moscow. Saru had texted her mother moments before going missing Tuesday, saying that she was in a car with a stranger and hoped that she wasn't being abducted.
The Dow is up 560, NASDAQ up 115. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can.
3:03 on WTOP on this Monday, June 21st, 2021, first full day of summer, and it is hot, 91 degrees in Washington. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Hillary Howard. Our top local stories we're following this hour begin in Montgomery County. That's where random reviews of police body camera videos are being proposed. The move comes after elected officials learned about an incident involving police who handcuffed and screamed at a five-year-old boy more than a year after it happened.
Videos are reviewed right now. There are thousands of hours of police interactions with the public that are captured.
But Montgomery County Council President Tom Hucker says more needs to be done to address transparency and accountability. He points to a January 2020 video of two officers who handcuffed and screamed at a five-year-old boy. Hucker says county officials and the police chief Marcus Jones were only made aware of the incident 14 months after it happened. Hucker says his proposed bill would call for random reviews and monthly updates to the police chief of any internal affairs investigations into possible criminal use of force or harassment cases. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
3:04, following a lawmaker's family tragedy, more help is now on the way for Marylanders struggling with mental health issues and thoughts of suicide. A new program starts next month.
It is named after the son of Representative Jamie Raskin, who died by suicide late last year.
We don't want to lose anybody else. And so my family is just really happy
that Tommy is being honored in this way.
The Tommy Raskin Act will allow Maryland residents that are struggling with mental health to opt into a program through Maryland 211 and the Department of Health. They will periodically check in with those that sign up and provide additional mental health resources. It was the first bill signed into law by Governor Larry Hogan this year.
We're also ensuring that his name will forever be a symbol of hope for others who are struggling with mental health issues.
In Annapolis, Luke Lugert, WTOP News.
New this afternoon, Maryland has made it 2 days now without any COVID deaths. And Governor Larry Hogan says other virus indicators are also looking pretty good. For the second straight day, the number of reported cases of coronavirus is also down. There were only 40 new confirmed cases yesterday. Hospitalizations have also dropped across the state, but the push to get Marylanders vaccinated continues. So far, about 70% of adults in the state have had at least one dose.
And today, Virginia has also reached President Biden's goal of getting 70% of adults at least one COVID shot. Just over 60% of adults in the Commonwealth are fully vaccinated, and Governor Ralph Northam says efforts to get shots in even more arms will continue.
Every person who has stepped up and gotten your shot, you have made yourself and your neighbors safe. You have allowed us to get back toward a more normal life. You have made a difference.
Just like in Maryland, Virginia is seeing significant drops in new coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths.
306. When a person's in a relationship, how much privacy should they expect? A young woman in Arlington says her privacy was violated, and now Virginia's appeals court has made a ruling.
The young student from Saudi Arabia living in Arlington said her boyfriend was becoming controlling and said he had video of her that he'd share with Saudi authorities. She told a judge in his trial that Saudi culture prohibited women from having boyfriends. He was convicted of taking smartphone video of her. She had no clothes on, was holding a blanket in front of her and telling him to stop taping. In his appeal, he said since they were in a relationship, she didn't have the expectation of privacy. The appeals court ruled that she made it clear she didn't want to be taped and affirmed his conviction of 10 months in jail. Neil Loganstein, WTOP News.
Up ahead on WTOP, crime, violent crime, increased in many cities last year. It's still a big problem this year. We'll talk to our national security correspondent, J.J. Green, 307.
The time for defense organizations to harness the power of the cloud is now. Discover how you can leverage cloud solutions to advance your mission at Part 3 of GDIT Emerge 2021. Register today at GDIT.com/emerge.
Summer is better at Safeway. Shop with your club card and save big all week long. Buy one, get one free on Purdue Boneless Chicken Breasts, and everyone's favorite Signature Select Fresh Baked Cookies are also buy one, get one free. Safeway, it's just better.
As